stopping at Point Nepean, but Point Nepean finds Point Nepean clear, and Point Nepean is going to be here on Cup Day. Point Nepean has won it from Lunsey's through.
Well, colours that have become synonymous with the Melbourne Cup and other feature races, particularly here during the Spring Carnival. Nick Williams was proudly on course yesterday to see Point Nepean when the Andrew Ramsden joins us this morning. Congratulations, Nick.
Yeah, thanks, Warren. It was very exciting. It's always great when you've got a progressive horse, and he's certainly gone a long way forward over the last couple of months.
Conditions of the race probably didn't necessarily favour a horse with his rating, but progressive horse, as you said, how were you feeling going into the race?
Look, we knew the horse was in good order, and the boys at the farm were absolutely convinced he'd really come on since he's run at Caulfield. But you know, you keep looking at the facts and figures, and you look at the second Chrissy Lees's horse and Anthony Friedman's horse, and you think, well, really these horses should be beating him by five or six lengths on weights and measures, facts and figures. But you can never underestimate a progressive horse. And, from there, he did a great job. And he's still on the way up.
The fact that he is on the way up, as you said, and he wasn't well suited with the weight conditions with Warning and Lunsey's, is that give you more optimism to plan for the future in the spring, knowing that if he was able to cope with the conditions against him yesterday and he's still on the up, then he's probably going to, could well be a factor in Melbourne Cup week. You know the competition so well during that time. Is he the right sort of horse to be taking that way?
I think he is. He's an absolutely natural stayer. As you've seen, if you look at his preparation this time, since we've had him in Australia, he's every run speed at a mile and a half plus. We haven't even tried him over a shorter trip because he's just not that sort of horse. And even yesterday, it would have been impossible for a horse to have had a tougher run in the race than he had. And on the line, he was going away from Lunsey's again. He's just relentless. And I think that gives you great hope. He's got the attributes of a really good stayer. He's a good type. He's got a beautiful, nice, long loping action, and he's very clean winded. You never know how far they're going to go, but at this point, this fella's ticking all the boxes.
We've seen some versatility in his recent performances, dominating from on speed at Bendigo and then having to do a bit of ducking and weaving at Caulfield and then, rolling into the race and covering ground yesterday. What do you think are his best attributes?
Well, I'm not really sure yet. If you asked me yesterday morning, I would have said, sitting up on the pace for sure and making it a relentless gallop. But what Alana did with him yesterday and just had him in a nice rhythm, even though he was three and four wide the trip, and I reckon he got cover for about 12 strides for the entire race. But he was as effective there. I actually thought at Caulfield, you probably saw him at his worst at Caulfield, where he was covered up down on the rail. But I think any of these good staying horses like to have a bit of room to get into a rhythm. And that's why, I was confident yesterday that we'd probably still be okay with Kieran Maher's horse, because I thought that, it was able to stride into the race last time at Caulfield, whereas we had to do, as you said, a bit of ducking and weaving.
Opportunities such as yesterday and potentially in the spring can be life-changing for connections and particularly for riders. Alana Kelly's developed an association with this horse. What was it that initially attracted your team to be giving Alana the opportunities that she's currently getting?
Well, I guess it's as simple as this, really. In some of these off-season races, and Alana's not new to us with this horse. She's ridden quite a number of horses for us, and ridden most of them very well, I've got to say. But we're always looking for the up-and-coming apprentices for those off-season type events where you're looking for a claim. And when you're watching these apprentices ride, you're looking for someone that you think you're doing better than what they're claiming. So having seen her, she obviously horses run for her. She's a very good rider and got a great mind. And I think her her ability belies her stature in the game at this moment with her claim.
How do you map out a path for him heading towards the spring from here?
Oh, we'll see. We'll just wait and think about it over this week. We didn't want to get too far ahead of us before yesterday, because the racing gods have a habit of bringing you back down to earth pretty quickly if you get a little bit ahead of yourself, as we've all seen countless times. So we'll think about that this week. But you know, I would imagine he'll go through that sort of series of mile and a half type handicaps that you have would lead him into the big day.
So much water to go under the bridge, and as you said, the racing gods can play a part. But with the tweak to the international protocols and screening for horses, in an ultimate world now, when you look at some cup contenders that you might have, touch wood that they're sound come November, who would be some of the headline acts that yourself and the team involved are hoping to have standing up that week?
Well, you know, we'd be very keen on Dawn Patrol this year. Once now he's had the year to be here, and he had suffered a little injury there that took him out of play last spring. You know, he's a very nice horse. He came here on the same plane as Point in the Pan, so he's fully acclimatised, and I think you'll see him do his greatest effect this spring. You know, all being well, and you know, we've got a new group of horses headed by a horse that won the English Derby called Serpentine. You know, he's an exciting horse, and there's some others there as well. But you know, you've got to see how they shape up as in the coming months. They're all cantering away up there at Macedon Lodge at the moment, getting ready, and you'll start to see them appear on the tracks over the next six to ten weeks.
We saw Pondus change hands. Michelle Payne now looking after Pondus, and a few horses going through a sale process, which is quite a regular thing for your team. Do we read anything into the fact that the horses that have survived that cull, so to speak, and are still racing in your colours have you know, potentially got the ability to live up to your expectations?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the name of the game with us. We're very focused on those bigger Group 1 races in the spring and the autumn, and once we feel that a horse might not get to that level, we're happy to move them on. You know, we've got it wrong over time, and sold horses like Vengeance of Rain, but you know, it's and Linton, of course, the Johnny Sadler, but you know, we're always happy to move them on, and I can tell you that if Pondus is in a race, there'll be no one cheering harder for him than me. You know, we love to see our horses go on and win, and you know, we'd like to leave a little bit in the tank. Just make sure there's a bit in the tank for the next people that have them and have some fun with them. And you know, we obviously sell horses at all levels, and we're selling them, you know, week in, week out. You know, there's always a horse being sold. So, you know, that's just our model and what we do. So there's certainly nothing strange about our most recent sale, albeit that the horses had run very recently, so they were top of mind to a lot of people.
What did you make of the first run, local conditions of hype yesterday at Flemington?
Yeah, I don't think he likes the soft ground. You know, I was talking to Joseph O'Brien last night, who trained him for us in Ireland. Joseph thinks he needs a flint hard track, and you know, he said that to me before, and I think that little bit of a shifting surface there yesterday with the rain on the day probably brought him undone. But yeah, I think he's a very talented horse. Obviously, must be some people up at our place that thought he was pretty talented too, that must have told a few friends the way he was back. I think once he gets back on top of the ground, you know, he's a colt. He hadn't run for 10 months, I think. You know, he'll take benefit from the run, and I think that you'll see him to much better effect next time.
Property at Mount Macedon has produced, you know, so many good horses and numerous Melbourne Cup winners. It was a potential sale item going back a while ago. What's the latest on the property itself?
Oh, we're still working through that process and see where it gets to in due course. But, you know, the way we've been offering the property for sale is on a lease-back basis, so that we would be staying there to train the horses anyway. So it won't make any difference to our racing operation in any time soon.
If we had to jot down one or two names from the team that you could be potentially most excited about for the future, Nick, and maybe names that we don't know much about at this stage, is there one or two that come to mind?
Oh, most of the horses that we've got here are sort of emerging. Obviously, Serpentine is a big name horse that I'm sure will draw plenty of attention when he hits the track. And but you know, there's other horses like you know, horses that are lowly rated that we'd be looking to go through their grades, like a Sir Lamrack or Yarrawonga and King of the Castle. They're horses we hold great hopes for, so, or we all hold hopes for at this stage. So, and Hype, of course, you know, I think you'll see once he gets his racecraft into Australian style, I think you'll see a pretty good horse with him.
Well, a piece of the puzzle might have fallen into place with that spot in the Melbourne Cup now secured for Point Nepean yesterday. Congratulations, Nick. Thanks for joining us this morning.
No problems at all, Warren. Thank you very much.
Nick Williams there, Point Nepean into the Melbourne Cup. Big day for Alana Kelly at Flemington yesterday. Time for a break.